It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
We kind of found out about it yesterday, or maybe if you've just seen him around, you'd already know. Danger's got a mo now, like Zach Tui's got a mo. Like a real mustachio. Yeah, the mustachio gentleman.
How many people are talking about that as a trending thing?
Oh, mate, it's all over Geelong.
So he's taking the mustache to Moggs.
He is.
Yeah.
It's certainly a party in Moggs Creek, looks like. So it's a different kind of party. It's looks a bit adults only.
Save that. Free rides for everyone. Stop it.
Tom and Loggy.
Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
Jimmy and I, we are taking the pooch and we're going on a little holiday.
Yeah.
Right? And this is the first time, well, not the first time that Wombie's been on a holiday with us, but last time we went with kind of a group of people. So it's a little bit more people to kind of watch him do his thing and everything. Okay. Whereas this time it's just us three as a family.
Yeah, sure.
Just as a family.
Cute.
And there's a few things that Jimmy wants to do over there. I understand that with our booking, we get a bicycle each and a fishing rod each, right? So that's pretty cool.
That sounds dreadful.
No. I'm excited for the biking. But still, Jimmy goes to me yesterday, I better take my rod because you don't know what their rod is. And
some
I'm like,
people.
It's a rod. What's the difference? And he's like, no, there's a difference.
Yeah.
I think I have to take my rod.
It's like bowling shoes.
We're getting two rods.
It's like bowling shoes. It's like.
No, it's not. No, it is. It is exactly. Why bring other shoes? They're doing the job.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, they might be terrible, but they're doing the job.
Stinky, and you have to think about other people holding them and wearing them and stuff.
Yeah. Okay, so you would bring your own rod too. I can't imagine fishing.
You know me, I'm not a fisher.
I can't imagine you doing it.
I'm off fishing. It's a bit nasty.
Yeah. There you go. You're such a caring soul. I love you. Anyway, so then he's like, oh, no, I really want. So we're planning on going on a few walks and doing a few things, right? And then he's like, yeah, I really want to hire a kayak. And I want to go kayaking with you. I'm like, yeah, I'm down for some kayaking. To be fair, both of us have some shoulder issues, but it's not like we're going in the open ocean. We're going on a river. It'll be all right.
Can you please get someone to film it? I just want to see you in a kayak.
Yeah, all right. I will. But he's like, let's get the tandem kayak, right?
Okay.
So there's two of us on the same kayak instead of having our own kayak, which I think it'll be better because I'll most likely give up.
Right. Yeah, you'll just be sitting at the back and he'll be...
Yeah, he'll be like, are we going? Yeah, we're going.
He'll be paddling away.
And then because
be lying back thinking of England.
Exactly.
Pretty standard.
That's it. So anyway, we're taking Wombie, he's like, yeah, well, we'll take him with us that day that we go kayaking.
And so he runs along the bank and barks at you guys.
Yeah, like, what do you mean? And he's like, no, we'll chuck him on the kayak with us. I'm like, thank you. Laughing is the perfect response.
Yeah, cool.
And I'm like, do you know what type of dog we have? For those that don't know, Wombie is a red heeler.
Yeah.
And he's a puppy. You know, he's around 1.5-ish.
Does that still count as a puppy?
Yeah, up until two.
Oh, really? Okay, sure.
Or four. Anyway, so like he's a good boy, but he gets way too excited.
He's excitable.
So what, I just want to know what you think. Let's take some bets.
Yeah.
Wombie, James and myself on a kayak. How's that going to turn out, you reckon?
So here's what I reckon. I reckon that either you just send him off with Wombie on the kayak.
He can do
the tandem with Wombie.
Okay, yeah.
Or you guys get out in the middle of the water, Wombie jumps off the kayak, and then you spend like an hour or more trying to circle him and trying to get him back on the kayak.
I know.
Also, with a side possibility of you rolling the kayak or flipping the kayak whilst trying to drag Wombie back onto said kayak.
All right.
And then I also think that there's a slight chance that you just sink the kayak.
Just completely sink, don't get our bond back.
No.
And also you never hear from us again. It's all good stuff.
Scratch up the side of the kayak.
All good stuff. He's positive. I'm with you. He's positive. I will let you know when I come back how the kayak experience with the dog has worked out.
Also, possibility that you get out there, give up.
Yeah.
Can't be asked paddling back.
Yeah.
And then get Wombi to jump in and just use his nose to paddle you back.
100%.
I think that's
probably. Little tugboat dog.
Yeah, I think that's probably.
Oh, it's going to work out. Don't you worry.
Please just film it. Whatever happens, I just want to see the video footage.
Missed the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Logan.
Tom and Logan.
On K-Rock.
This is something that was put to me, and I've not stopped thinking about it since yesterday.
Okay. That's a lot for you, because normally thoughts come in. Thoughts go out.
Yeah. I mean, don't be a listener, call up and tell me your name and where you're from. I'll be like,
no, you're very good like that.
I'll come back to you 3 minutes later like, you said Leopold, yeah? All right, so here's it. So I was having a chat to a mate of mine yesterday. A short one, because obviously.
A short mate.
A short chat.
Oh. sorry.
Never have a lot of time to stop down and do anything. Sorry, so it was a short chat. Hey, what are you doing? Like, he goes, how about this, right? He goes, my missus said this to me today and I can't stop thinking about it. I'm going to say it to you and I reckon you're not going to be able to stop thinking about it either.
All right.
So now I thought I'm going to bring it to you.
Yeah.
I think you're going to be able to stop thinking about it.
Okay,
and you're
going
to take it to Jimmy James if he's not already listening.
Yeah.
And he's not going to be able to stop thinking about it.
Yeah.
How's this for a truth about life?
Oh, okay. God.
Right? You never stop clapping. The interval between your claps just gets longer and shorter.
Amazing!
Right?
That is amazing.
Isn't that? It's the truth.
It's so true. Because one day you're at a birthday party or something. You're like, hip, hip, hooray, clap.
And then
the next day, your mate says something cool, and you're like, yeah.
So there's been a big gap between claps, but you're still clapping.
That's weird. That makes me feel weird on the inside.
Clapping your way through life.
Now I keep thinking about the clap.
Well, that's a totally different thing. Or is it? I think once you get that too, you can never get rid of it.
Yeah. It's your daily on-demand fix of K-Rock's Tom and Loggie.
Tom and Logie.
What are you thinking about Friday?
Oh, succulent Fridays.
Yes. Oh, don't do that.
Sorry, I didn't mean. I wanted to pull out.
It's 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Kids in the car, mate.
What are you doing?
So what we're doing is we're sending our fry guys out again this year, and it starts this week, right?
Oh,
so
sweet crispy breast.
Yeah, so, well, sure. Mate, are you okay?
No, are you okay? Stop turning everything I say into something weird.
Well, because you're being weird.
What do you ask for when you go there? Can I have a wing or a drumstick?
No, you don't. No one goes up to the KFC register and goes, can I have a wing, please?
Well, what do they say? Can I have a breast?
Well, no, you have a pack. Can I have a, what did I get yesterday?
Give me the stick. That's what they say. I don't go there often, but
cooked,
I know.
Mate. You're cooked.
You're cooked.
You are deep fried. You are flapping about at the moment.
Tom and Loggie.
Tom and Loggie's podcast, K-Rock 955.
Guess the year.
It is Geelong, the Surf Coast, and the Bellarine's favourite Tuesday-based game. Here's how it works. We play a bit of a song from back in the day, and we have to cast our minds back through the mists of time and try and work out where we were when we first heard that song, maybe what emotional moment we were going through as some sort of, I mean, if it's like anywhere between, say, 2000 and 2010.
Yeah.
I was probably some emo kid.
Yep.
Doing my thing, you know. Just
I always remember, you know, what TV shows kind of were on in that time, what ads were playing, what, you know, things like that.
We should do an emo version of, because you were an emo kid as well.
I was.
We should do an emo edition of Guess the Year.
Oh, no, because you'd win. Of course you'd win.
Absolutely, I do. So then we write the year down on a piece of paper. There are very strict guidelines around how we then reveal the year. We won't get bogged down in those. Just know that we all know the rules and we'll all play by the rules. Otherwise, we'll hear about it.
Yeah, you will.
From Loggie. You can play along at home. Just don't try and write it down on a piece of paper, particularly if you're driving 10 and 2. Thanks, guys. It's closest to without going over in the traditional Price is Right fashion.
Love you, Larry.
It's so good to have you doing it with me. It's the other people, when they try and fill in for you, they don't get it.
No. Nah.
They don't do the love you, Larry.
No, nah, it's shocking.
Best of three arrangement. I think we're ready to play. Are you ready to play?
Let's do it.
Guess the year.
Okay. Do you know what this reminds me of?
What?
This is Werribee Secondary College doing the Rock of Stedford.
Okay.
And this was the part, it was the circle of life, and people were dressed up as little swimmers because a couple had
Oh my God.
Got together. And
For
then
real?
They met an egg. And then we should have won that year. Everyone talks about it. Should have won. Anyway, that's what that reminds me of. So I'm going to say that was...
Man, growing up in Werribee was different.
But that was just the soundtrack. It wasn't when the song was released. So,
do you know who it is? Because I don't. Boom, boom, boom. Let's go back to my room.
I don't. Yeah. If I saw it, I'd be like, that's the one.
Okay. All right. Well, I just was hoping to then glean from the artist kind of an era.
Nah.
Okay, I'm just going to guess something then.
Here we go.
Reveal in 3, 2, 1. 1987. Ooh, okay, here we go.
The year was
1987. Did you cheat?
No, that was an amazing guess.
Oh, my God, you're a psychic.
All right. Question number 2.
Mystery Love. Is this
Hoodoo Gurus, yes.
Yes. My brain was like, say Diesel. I'm like, that's not Diesel.
That's certainly not Diesel.
All right. I'm having a guess. Seen them live?
Have you really?
Meredith Music Festival.
Cool. Okay. Were you all dressed in pink and sitting on a couch that you brought from home? 3, 2, 1.
1995.
Oh, okay.
The year was...
1991. Oh!
Did you say 2?
Yes.
Ha ha, cop that, mate.
All right, I copped it. Sweet.
You were 1 off. I was 6 off and I win.
Okay. You win. Can we go number 3?
Please, I'd be rude not to.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
It's the remix, because you know what people have discovered? Why write a new song where you can just remix a good one?
They've not just discovered that, mate.
Definitely
been
in the last
for years.
Yeah.
Oh, but yeah, there's been a lot of that this year. So Sugar, so I did a parody song of that whilst working at K-Rock with a former co-host about Newtown. Newtown, why's your rent so high?
Yes, that's right. Okay, well, so I'm going to keep the year that I wrote then.
Based on that, I'm going to say, okay, reveal in 3, 2, 1, 2015.
2017.
Oh, okay.
The year was 2015.
Oh, my God, Tom Lewis.
That is a clean sweep, deserve my praise.
Oh, win a sound effect. For me.
Good songs.
That's twice that I've got 3 from 3.
Nah.
Yes.
Surely
remember
not.
Remember,
I don't remember it happened.
Well, where'd that hole in the wall come from? kicked in celebration.
Miss the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Logan.
Tom and Logan.
On K-Rock.
Macca's last week just stopped doing all-day breakfast and didn't really tell anyone. And now the internet's found out and they're outraged.
Yeah.
Now the thing is, on the internet, some people just go on the outrage bandwagon. It doesn't actually personally affect them. And that's why I'm thinking, because their breakfast menu is available in store until midday, okay, but only until 10:30 via McDelivery, I don't think anyone cares.
Well, I think till midday is fair because, as I said, the only time I was really annoyed about when it used to finish at 10:30 was when I was in drive-through. So unless you're in drive-through at, 11:59 and you miss out on breakfast.
I don't understand the outrage because I don't know anyone that is going for Macca's breakfast post 10:30 anyway.
They're going to keep doing hash browns 24/7 though, aren't they?
Yeah, hash browns 24/7. But hash brown doesn't count because that's a giant chip.
I love
Do you know what I mean? If you're talking Macca's breakfast, you're one of those people that gets the McMuffin things.
Yeah.
Or the hot cakes, I don't think anyone gets it in the arbor.
I used to be a sausage and egg McMuffin guy. Moved to bacon and egg in recent
I've never
times.
Had one.
Cool.
Ever. So
all
there
right,
go.
Well, there's a taste test for us.
Nah.
Caitlin in Leopold. We're looking for people who have, had Macca's breakfast maybe in the afternoon or in the evening time, just out of those breakfast hours. Are you one of those people?
Oh, I definitely have over the years, but I understand what you're saying. I haven't had that in a long time, but the fact that it's going to be gone really makes me sad.
Yeah, but that's the thing. It's kind of like, had you been a breakfast person, you would have gotten hotcakes at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, maybe.
Yeah, I don't think I ever have, but I just feel now that I know it's gone, I'm like, oh no.
Yeah, right. So it's the immediate
reaction.
You don't
know what you've got till it's gone. Yeah. I mean, that's the classic.
Drive through and it's gone.
Oh, you think about it and come up with something better there. Vanessa from East Geelong.
Savage.
Are you outraged about the Macca's breakfast stopping?
Yeah, majorly.
Okay, but why?
Well, when you work in a job also too that, you start in at night time and you finish you know, early mornings, you have a sleep, you get up, you want to have breakfast, you can't go to Macca's and get breakfast.
Yeah. Okay. So the shift workers. What? Somebody think of the shift workers.
Exactly. Are you one of those, Vanessa? Do you get breakfast after hours?
Yes.
Oh, okay. What do you get?
I normally get a sausage and bacon McMuffin.
Okay.
All right. So we've got one person it affects. Good. We're going to write this in a petition.
Is that you get a sausage McMuffin and a bacon McMuffin, or you get a sausage and bacon McMuffin?
Sausage and bacon.
Holy crap.
Mixing meats.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was possible.
There you go. Well, you better get there before 10:30 or midday in store.
Sheridan in Grovedale, did you know that you can get a sausage and bacon McMuffin?
This actually doesn't affect me because I'm outraged for the vegetarians.
Oh.
Okay, yes. Okay. Love my vegetarian crew. Now, why is that, Sheridan?
I'm just going to pop over here.
Well, honestly, since they, like, took away the McVeggie, not that I really ate it anyway, there's really not a lot of options for vegetarians. And you know, like, you got your BLT for your meat eaters. Well, mine is like an egg, cheese sauce.
Oh,
and,
yes.
So that's kind of my lunch. And I was going to say I'm particularly outraged because sometimes I get the double hash brown and the cheeseburger. So I'm relieved to hear that it's not that going. But, the egg kind of really annoys me because that's one thing that I can eat from them.
Right.
See, I don't think, I just don't think Ronald's quite up with the time.
He's not in touch, is he?
No, he's not woke, I don't think.
No, to be honest, like, especially with the vegetarian and vegan stuff, I know eggs aren't vegan, but like, come on, man, like, what's your options for us?
All right, well, this is a chance for you, for the people to have their voice heard, Tom. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. It doesn't happen often, but I'm sensing a theme here. Courtney and Kariah, are you outraged that Macca's is stopping breakfast?
My 7-year-old son is completely outraged.
Oh, that's going to be hard to deal with.
Okay.
Why?
Yes, he said that he was boycotting Macca's yesterday when I told him the news, because he really gets around and egg and bacon, no cheese muffin for dinner on Takeout Tuesdays.
Oh, right. Really?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to have to buy that earlier in the day and heat that up. That'll be delicious, won't it? All right. Well, there you go.
Okay. The people have spoken. Yeah. Okay. Well, we know that Ronald listens.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't, Grimace will let him know for sure.
What is Grimace?
Your big taste bud.
Tom and Long. K-Rock.